Fewer than half of Rhode Island students met or exceeded expectations on the PARC exam. That's the new standardized test the state is using. State officials released the results from the first full year of testing yesterday. Here with more details, I'm joined in the studio by Rhode Island Public Radio's Elizabeth Harrison. Good morning.
Good morning, Chuck.
So let's start with the basics. Where do Rhode Island students stand?
Well, Chuck, state officials warned the results from this first year of testing would be low, and they were right. Statewide, about one in four students met or exceeded expectations in math. That's the language we're using now. A little more than a third of students met expectations in English. Now, as with any testing, we see big disparities between urban, low-income schools and wealthy and suburban districts, and big disparities for students of color and special education students, so no change there. But really, overall, very few districts did really well on this test. The state has 56 school districts and charter schools. Just 14 of them had at least half of their students meet or exceed the bar in English. Just five districts had more than half of students meeting the bar in math.
So why are the scores so low? Is this just what happens when you introduce a new test?
That's part of it. Everyone's still getting used to this test, the types of questions it uses, the fact that it's on a computer. It's also that the test is difficult. State officials say it was designed to measure tougher standards, the Common Core that schools are now using, and the focus is on a more sophisticated set of skills, critical thinking, problem solving. The basic message from the state right now is don't panic. This year is a baseline. It's just a starting point to measure progress moving forward.
Elizabeth, there's a lot of criticism of standardized testing out there right now, and some parents actually had their children sit out the PARC exam. Now that we have all of the numbers, were there many opt-outs?
Yes and no. Statewide, only about 10% of students did not take PARC, so state officials say they don't believe that compromised the results for the state overall. But in some schools and districts, the opt-outs were significant. To give you an example, at Scituate High School, roughly three-quarters of the student body skipped PARC. At East Providence High School, it was nearly two-thirds of students. In Burrillville, as many as 60% of middle school students did not participate. So that really does call the results into question for those schools. It means that they can't be commended schools or blue ribbon schools. So those districts may be looking at that.
The PARC test was developed by a group of states, so there are students in a dozen other places who took the same test that the Rhode Island students took. Well, how do those scores compare?
Well, not all of the PARC states have released results yet, so we'll have a more official comparison when all the numbers are available. But I looked at our neighbor Massachusetts and New Jersey, a state that many people say is a good comparison for Rhode Island because it has a similar rate of urbanization. From looking at those two states, I can say Rhode Island students did not do as well. Let's take a third grade reading for an example, because a lot of education experts say that's a key point where students really need to be on track to do well in school down the road. So looking at the scores for third grade reading, a little more than half of Massachusetts third graders met expectations on PARC. New Jersey was a little bit lower at 44%. In Rhode Island, it was just 37% of third graders meeting those reading expectations. And the numbers do not get closer if you look at math or if you look at, say, seventh grade, for example. So I think that tells us Rhode Island has some work to do.
Some states, I know, have dropped out of PARC. Critics have complained that it's too hard, too long. Is Rhode Island thinking of dropping out?
Officials at the Rhode Island Department of Education say no. They feel confident that a lot of time and thought was put into creating this test, and they say it's an improvement over the test the state used to use, the NECAP. They say they plan to stick with PARC for now. I should add that next year the test will be a little bit shorter, and it will involve just one testing period in the spring instead of two different times during the school year.
Elizabeth, you've been covering education for quite a while now. Have you any idea what you think the reaction of parents is going to be when they see the results?
Chuck, I think that some parents are going to be shocked when they see these results, and they're going to look at this and say, should I even have my child in my local public school? Some parents. Now, the state is hoping to minimize that. Like I said, they're warning everyone that these scores will be low. They've been saying that for quite some time, and they're telling people, don't panic. This is just a starting point. They're going to be sending out through the districts a letter to every parent with their individual child score report, some information about how to read it. And the state says they're going to be having some community forums in the months to come to help people sort of digest all of this information.
What is the plan for improving the scores?
Well, that's a good question, and I think that remains to be seen to some degree, but certainly the Common Core Standards are a relatively new initiative in Rhode Island schools. I believe the state adopted them about 5 years ago, so it's only been a short amount of time that you're really starting to see these standards come into play in the classroom. A lot of teachers have said that materials for the classroom, like textbooks, are still catching up to this process, so they're still in the classrooms getting used to these new standards and how to use them. And of course, this is the first time they're also seeing results from the PARC testing. And I think we saw with the NECAP when it was first introduced, the scores did go up over time. So I think that as people begin becoming more comfortable with the new classroom standards and with the format of this test, students may get better at taking it. And certainly the state is going to be taking a very close look at the scores, and schools and districts look very closely at this, at these scores, to see where do we need to improve.
Elizabeth Harrison covers education for Rhode Island Public Radio, and there's more about the PARC scores at our website, ripr.org.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.